This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're not
and
crazy.
Kevin never said Shador is going to start. The Browns are saying that he's going to start on their Twitter account, Andy.
Yeah.
Everybody's reporting it. That's great. Not a big deal. But Kevin actually never said Shador Sanders is going to start. Regardless, he's going to play, and he's going to play a lot. So,
well, I think
great. I hope he does really well.
We all knew he was going to play.
Well, sure.
And that's all that really matters at the end of it. But, you know, when you have this banter back and forth about, well, how come he's not going up against the first team? And why is he not playing with the Browns first team? And why are they not giving him an opportunity? And is this a fair competition? And blah, 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 blah. Look, the bottom line is, I think what the Browns really want to do is happening today.
Yeah.
And they'll have their first teamers out there today. You know, he said.
But he was flat out asked, is Shador going to start? And he was noncommittal.
He made it sound like.
You want to play it again, Dan?
Yeah, one more time.
So listen up. We'll play.
Shador will start.
We're going to work through it, Tony. I mean, Snoop just got here yesterday, so I just want to see how he's doing with the terminology and all those type of things.
Ideally, Huntley would start, I would think, because of something we discussed with Mary Kay Cabot yesterday.
Okay.
It would set Shador up for the best possible opportunity to succeed in his first look at professional football.
By playing him in the second half rather than the first half?
Or in the second quarter on or something like that. And let Tyler Huntley take the reps against the first team defense of the Carolina Panthers and then have Shador play against guys who are second, third, trying to make the team. Either way, it doesn't really matter. But if you're trying to set the guy up to succeed, which by all accounts, that's what the Browns have been doing all camp long, which I think is terrific, then you would have him not play against the starters. But Kevin, as far as what Kevin said, who knows what was said, you know, off the mic or whatever, or from the Browns or whatever, Kevin never said Shador's starting.
That's what we heard. We both heard the same thing. And
well,
again,
we all just heard it. We just heard it right there.
Well, but everyone else will argue with us and say, well, the Browns' Twitter account is saying that he said he's going to start.
Well, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's a different source. Kevin never said he's starting. Whatever that means, Kevin didn't say Shador starting.
Okay. Regardless, you know, this comes back.
He's going to play a lot, and I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, and so we're on the same page.
Yep.
Like, and guess what? If he's not there,
I hope he's good.
If he's not out for the first snap, it's not the end of the world. I agree with a lot of the things that you said. Although I got to be honest, we talk about wasted reps. If they think him playing in the second half would be better than playing in the first half, that makes sense from a football operations point of view.
Well, and it would be telling as well.
But I want to see him play against our first team if he can. But you're also not playing with your first team. So now you're putting him at an unfair advantage by not using your first team guys. This is all very red pen, isn't it? Is this all, it's all very kind of, okay, I get
it. Well, you and I heard the same thing from Kevin, and then Dan was nice enough to find us the bite there, where Kevin didn't actually say what everybody's reporting. maybe somebody else, you know, maybe the communication staff gave the official word to everybody, but Kevin didn't say it. I wonder, my thought would be, if everybody's good to go next week after the Eagles, we might not see Shedeur Sanders in that game. You'd probably want to see a lot of Dylan Gabriel if he's good to go, and you'd probably want to see Kenny Pickett.
Right. Well, we might see just the two of them in the next game.
Well, and then that's right.
And then put Joe out there for the third game if you wanted to.
Joe not at all.
Or one drive. I just think they need to get him a drive here somewhere.
Gentlemen, all five quarterbacks are dressed and are participating in joint practice.
That's fabulous news. That's great.
And he said they're what? They're doing 7-on-7s today. They're doing 11-on-11s today.
Yep. And the other guys, Pickett, Gabriel, will participate in the 7-on-7s.
So everyone's getting their work in today. They have a regular practice tomorrow, I would assume, then, right? So it's today is...
Today they have their own practice tomorrow.
Yeah, and so that I would think that would be the point where you get Huntley and you get Shedeur up to speed on where you want them to be as far as a game is concerned. I mean, almost your walk... Well, no, tomorrow's Thursday. So your walkthrough tomorrow, a little bit, getting ready for the game on Friday night. So I don't. So what do we... I mean, what does this mean if Shedeur... Like, what, it doesn't matter. What does it mean if Shedeur plays on Friday, which he's going to?
I would assume he was going to play regardless. Doesn't mean anything.
I wonder if that... What was the game plan, though, originally? I think that probably...
I guess it would have been Pickett, Gabriel, and Shedeur, and no Flacco. That was probably the original plan. But you got hamstring issues. No, Shedeur should play. Gabriel should play. Pickett should play. But Pickett and Gabriel can't.
So why shouldn't Flacco play?
Because he's 40 years old and he's seen it all and done it all.
And we're trying to keep him healthy for the beginning of the season.
He's the insurance policy. He might be your starter.
Yeah, I'm still leaning towards he's the starter.
You can lean. I can lean. We can all lean different ways. There's only matter what one guy leans.
Yeah.
That's the head coach.
Yeah. I don't know. What else did we learn here this morning from what Kevin had to say?
Not much.
Well, he also said Jerry Jeudy's not going to play.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's not going to play the majority of the starters, is what it means.
Which is good.
Which means, I don't know, what kind of O-line are we going to see? Probably all the backups.
Mostly backups.
So that goes back to the theory.
I don't mind that. The quarterbacks might mind it, but it's the way it goes. Remember, the Browns have some guys that they signed who have some experience in the NFL playing offensive line. And you've got Zinter and Whipler, who you're drafting and developing. They'll be all right.
I'm going to take a phone call because I want to hear what other people heard there in the beginning, too. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, I was just thinking, this coach is something, man. I mean, you know, when the press start asking him questions, I mean, he goes about it some kind of way, like he answers his own questions. I mean, nobody asks him. I mean, any other coach in the NFL would have said, yes, so-and-so is starting. I mean, that's all you got to do.
Except, Mike, what he did say was, you know, we're going to try and get Tyler up to speed, or Snoop, up to speed.
Yeah, I heard that.
Which, if you want to interpret it, Mike, that means, to me, it meant this. If he's up to speed, we just might start him and then bring Shedeur off the bench.
Yeah, but you know what? That makes it seem like we went out to get another quarterback to keep Shedeur from starting the football game. That's what it looks like if that happens.
Which might be a great idea. What everybody needs to understand, they don't want the kid to fail. They want the kid to succeed.
Why don't they trade him to some team that'll put him on the field?
They are going to put him on the field, Mike. They're trying to make him succeed.
Hey, Mike, and
they're giving him every opportunity to do that. I think they're doing a fine job with it.
Hey, Mike, listen. Hey, Mike, I'm with you. I want to see him play. We're going to see him play. Yeah, but the point that I think Jeff's trying to make, and it does make a little bit of sense, is
a lot of sense.
If he's going to go out there against Carolina's first team defense with our third team offensive line and wide receivers that are free agent wide receivers, are we putting him in the best position to succeed? That's the question.
I want the kid to thrive, Mike.
Can you see it that way?
I got you, Jeff. I got you, Jeff. But he didn't have a line in Colorado.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't playing NFL talent either.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, we'll see him on Friday. I hope he is dynamic.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if they steal a great quarterback in the fifth round? That'd be phenomenal.
Then we'd have a quarterback controversy then.
Great.
So I don't know.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it, Jim.
Appreciate it. If he looks good, there's no controversy. He's playing.
He's the guy.
Gentlemen, yeah. Zach Zinter did not make the trip to Carolina.
All right. Well, there's an issue.
And I will also toss in, I would believe if Shedeur Sanders is starting this game and it is Kevin Stefanski is already saying, hey, a lot of the starters aren't going to be playing, I think Carolina's probably going to treat it the same way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would assume those two have spoken.
Well, we'll probably find out.
I have assumed that Dave Canales has spoke to Kevin Stefanski, and they've both kind of gone, hey, we're going to play the bottom of our rosters on this one. That, and it's the first preseason game, which typically means...
Canales has already said he's playing his starters.
Didn't he say that yesterday?
Yeah. It's been on the record for some time.
Yeah. The one thing I don't want to see him do is throw Shedeur to the wolves, where he would get...
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Man, it was so much easier when you just have a starting quarterback. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Jamar is in Wilmington. Hi, Jamar. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, not Jamar. Too long. The Bengals used to train there, didn't they? Remember those, the good old days at Wilmington?
I'm a Lions fan, man.
All right. Well, time.
Congratulations. They're fun.
I'm a Lions fan, but I've watched the Browns for years. I think you're going to be surprised with Shedeur this weekend. I think he's going to show out. The kid's got a chip on his shoulder. He's been the first one in the building, the last one out the building. And he's showing them coaches that he can play this game at a high level. And I think he can do it. And, Friday, Cleveland's not got this much buzz since Derek Anderson and Braylon Edwards, Kellen Winslow.
Are you so, wait a minute, babe. Buzz doesn't necessarily mean winning.
We've had
Baker Mayfield here. We had this other guy, Johnny Manziel. I mean, that was, you know, it's not, it is, you're right. It's buzz. I'll give it to you, Jamar.
It's a lot of buzz, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, this is buzz that Cleveland wouldn't have got if he was drafted in the first or second round. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Oh, I totally disagree.
He'd be the starter.
And the whole world would be looking to see exactly what the buzz would be 10 times greater. Thanks, Jamar. Appreciate the phone call. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You heard Kevin Stefanski. Shedeur Sanders is going to play on Friday night. Your thought right here, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.